The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There was a little incident at the Katy Mills Mall in Katy, Texas, which is suburban Houston. It's about 30 miles west of Houston. And it's actually where I lived when I lived in Houston. But at the Katy Mills Mall, is the same mall as like the Grapevine Mills, same people.
Chain, right? Yeah, it's there's a bunch of them around the country.
So they're really nice malls. Anyway, the Great American Cookies Company is on the defensive now after an employee was generous enough to pay for the cookie of a police officer that came to get a cookie. So the employer said, "I'll take care of that." So a really nice gesture, right?
Yes.
Everybody should be happy with that. Nope.
And move on.
According to the employee's mother who related the story on a Facebook post, the officer thanked the employee and went on his way. But then the family behind the cop said, "Well, you're going to pay for my cookie too?" And the employee responded, "No, I'm sorry. I bought his because he's wearing a badge. You know, he's a police officer." So they started calling him a racist. Then they threatened to beat him up. Then the middle-aged man put his child down at the table, seated him, and then tried to get back behind the counter to attack the kid, the employee.
What?
I mean, is this nuts? His wife threatened to go back there and slap him. So thankfully, a coworker intervened and I guess defused the situation somehow. But then he was going to be fired, right? You know that part of the story?
It started out they brought him back and said that the one manager wanted him fired. And then one of his co-workers, assistant managers or whatever, said, "No, he's a good guy. We've just recommended him for, you know, a raise or whatever not long ago." So they said, "Okay, well, then you're suspended for a week."
Oh, my gosh.
And then
you're going to fire or suspend a kid
and then the company
who pays for a cookie for a police officer to thank him for his service.
And then the company found out and said, "Whoa, hey, wait a second. We're all for the police, and we're for our employees doing what they can to help. This is wrong. What happened to this kid? He can come back. He's got a job."
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know,
that's
you
good that the Great American Cookies Company took care of it,
yeah,
though.
You have a couple, you know, localized morons dealing with the situation poorly, and then, you know,
but they fixed it.
Yeah, that's good. That's all you can do, right?
Apparently, the post went viral. Just somebody's mom posted something, and it had 4,000 comments and 6,000 shares.
6,000 shares.
I mean, that goes to show. I wonder, you know.
Wow.
Like, I would say something like that at the cookie store and not be mad about it. I mean, maybe I just need to get mad about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Get a free cookie.
Yeah, I mean, as a joke, you might say, "You're going to pay for mine, too?"
Yeah. I mean, I'll run the next door and buy a dollar plastic bag.
And you might tell them I'm an undercover officer.